And now dictation for James Gifford, G-I-F-F-O-R-D, September 1355, addresses a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 8025029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow up for Mr. Gifford. Chronic kidney disease, last visit in May. No hospital visit. Still smoking half a pack per day. Denies purulent arterial hemoptysis. Denies increase of dyspnea. Uses EPA machine at night. Early this year, evaluation, renal artery stenosis, Dr. Constantino. Presently, observation only. If blood pressure and control or worsening of kidney function, intervention will be done. He also follows cardiology for aortic systolic murmur, review system done being negative, medication list review. I will highlight aspirin, cholesterol treatment, triglycerides, Plavix, Zetia, for blood pressure, losartan, HCTC. Today, blood pressure 142/64 on the right side, COPD abnormality, few bronchitis, no pleural effusion, no RALS, no wheezing, no arrhythmia, has a systolic murmur loud, aortic area to the carotids, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Last chemistry is in May, due now for the next one. Pressing creatinine 1.57, as high as 1.7. No anemia. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, hypertension and renal artery stenosis. No need for EPO treatment. No need to change diet for potassium or bicarbonate. Normal nutrition, calcium. No need for phosphorus binders. Blood pressure acceptable, combination of ARB and diuretics. Unfortunately, not ready to discontinue smoking. Follow cardiology for aortic systolic murmur, probably stenosis or calcification. Clinically, no symptoms cardiovascular. We discuss about the renal artery stenosis. If blood pressure poorly controlled or progressive renal failure, we'll need intervention stenting. We'll see what the new chemistry shows, end of dictation.